Hello everyone, I'm Ian Irwin, and this is Camper Hunter. Today, we have come all the way out to a remote health facility called the Bar, in search of some of the world's most annoying campers. We've heard reports of several kinds of them being spotted in the area recently, so we are pretty sure we can find some great specimens. Let me just climb down the rope out of our trusty transport chopper here, and we'll start the hunt. Right, so here we are on top of the SID headquarters building roof. We've heard of some nasty roof campers being spotted here fairly frequently. Let's take a look around and... oh, there's one now. Let's see if we can hear his call, the call common to almost all campers from this distance.
Stay here.
Yes, there it is. Maybe he won't notice us and we can get a closer look at the critter.
Fall back.
Oh, it seems he's seen us. Notice how he barked out his alarm call and moved quickly away from us? That's a typical reaction of the roof camper when they detect a threat. They usually spook easily when confronted on their own level. At this point, he's mostly harmless, so we'll leave him for now. Let's see if we can find a nasty room or dangerous door camper here somewhere. Here we are at the doors to the emergency exit of the Bath building. This is a notorious door camper spot, but I don't hear the distinctive call, so we should be safe entering the corridor beyond. Behind this door is the storeroom, a known room camper hangout.
Stay here.
And it seems we're in luck. I hear his call now. It's rare to hear a room camper cry out that way, as they, not unlike the three-toed sloth, can sit quietly and motionless for hours and even days. Normally, you wouldn't want to open this door because those nasty critters in there would leap and attack. Luckily, I've brought along a trusty flashbang. Flashbangs are the weakness of the room camper. Now watch this, and I'll quickly open the door and toss in the flashbang.
Grenade!
Now that the room camper is totally immobilized and blinded, let's have a closer look. Here he is.
Requesting backup.
Notice in this helpless state how he calls for the assistance of his pack. I'm not worried though, as no one ever comes to the aid of a camper. It's interesting to notice how the effects of the flashbang render them completely unable to react, even when provoked. Notice that all they do is moan. Eventually, they will whine and try to get you to leave them alone. Let's see if we can show you.
What are you doing? Hey, watch it! Man down! Man down! Medic!
Amazing. The campers' communication is incredible when they're being provoked. Let's leave this guy alone now and see what other campers we can find.
Ugh.
Crikey! It seems we stumbled upon a particularly nasty door camper. As I opened the door, he attacked and made a medium-rare pepper steak out of my left arm. I've moved back around the corner, and it seems I'm out of flashbangs, so I'll have to put this one down. That's a shame. But door campers are easily aroused by the cries of a room camper nearby, and there's no other way to get around it sometimes. As you can see, campers can be particularly nasty at times, but are generally lame and harmless. My scary brush with the door camper is not the usual fare for the camper. Confront them and their poor attack capabilities cause them to back down. Well, that about wraps it up for today's episode of Camper Hunter. I'm Ian Irwin, and I must get this arm attended to. G'day.